trust me to let go of that? How much do you trust me to put that at the foot of the cross, to put that burden at the foot of the cross? If that's any of you, then I just want you to just take a moment, because as you lay confusion down, you're going to have clarity of thought. You're going to have the mind of Christ. As you lay forgiveness down, which is usually out of pain, the pain is going to be released. Because as you forgive, sometimes we start to forgive by just saying the words. Then as we start to pray for that person, and then when we get to a place of blessing that person and wishing the really, really best for that person, then you are released in that forgiveness. You are then free. So it's not what they've done to you, it's what God is going to do in you as you release somebody in your forgiveness, because there's no ties then. You don't have any more pain. Sometimes we have to live in the consequences of pain. And then you have to forgive people all over again for the consequences of the pain. So just come and let's just spend some time just with the Lord to just bring all of that to the foot of the cross. As we've just sung, we trust you, Lord. We want to lay the burdens down and to pick up life. So, Father, that's the cry of my heart tonight, that you just bring forth your glory into each of our hearts and each of our lives tonight. That there's a freedom, that there's new life springs forth in each one of us. In Jesus' name. We have to believe that our lives will make a difference. We have to believe our lives make a difference, and it's believing it within our innermost being. Because each one of you here, if you weren't here, then somebody else's life would be affected. Iron sharpens iron. As we come together, then we sharpen one another. So it just may be a word that one of you says that sharpens somebody else, that quickens something else in somebody else's heart. And so it's so important that we're all in the right place at the right time as God leads and directs us. It's a season of acceleration. It's a season when we just are running together for all that God's got for us. And he's bringing forth spiritual encounters, spiritual experiences, which will change our lives. Cheyenne says about the glory. If we want to know God personally, to relate to him intimately, we must be prepared to receive and experience his glory. So are you willing and ready to experience God's glory over these next few days? And tonight, even, we've had a glimpse of God's glory. There's realms of glory. And as we open up our hearts to receive his glory, then holiness comes upon us. Jesus prayed in John 17 that we would be one and that we would see his glory. And the more that we're one with Jesus, nothing else matters. Because all we can see and all we can hear is him. So all the petty things that go on in our lives, all the serious things that go on in our lives, nothing compares to being one with him. And then we see his glory. Then we can be one with one another because we're like-minded and like-hearted. God is just releasing network across this nation where there's people that speak the same language in different people groups. And the Southwest is very important to God's plan. I come up from Torquay here, but my granny actually came from North Devon. And there's a great outpouring in the Southwest. Yes. There's been words spoken. Paul Keith Davis has spoken about the south wind that's blowing up that'll go across the nation. It's a revival of desire. When I asked God for a word for you here, he said, you are a beautiful people. And I can see the beauty of you in everyone that I look at here. And there's obviously some missing that we'll see over the weekend. But you are a beautiful people, and of course we live in a beautiful land. Devon is a beautiful area, but the nation is a beautiful land. When Mary just poured that costly oil at Jesus' feet and you know, her hair and, you know, over him. It was costly for her. And you know, tonight, talking about unforgiveness, talking about confusion, that's costly sometimes to lay it down. But that's what Mary was prepared to do. And Jesus said, she has done a beautiful thing. God has always wanted us to live in his glory. When we were formed out of the dust of the earth, that was glory particles. And in fact, in science, in our bodies, we have glory particles within us, silver and gold within us as human beings. That is the glory dust of heaven. And of course, God came and breathed on us to bring us into the spirit realm as well. So we are with Christ in heavenly places. When we're born again, filled with the Spirit, that's where we live. That's where our spirits live. So we must focus on the things above, as it says in Colossians. Set our hearts on things above and our minds on things above, not on earthly things, because that's where our treasure is. Our treasure is in heaven. And Moses, in Exodus 33, he was in Exodus 32, he was face to face with the Lord. He used to speak to the Lord just as a friend. But then in Exodus 33, he said, Lord, show me your glory. So he'd already experienced one level of glory, one realm of glory, because he was already talking to Jesus, to the Lord, face to face, just as we've sang tonight. But he knew there was more. And God said, yes, I will let all my goodness pass before you. So the Lord's glory is his goodness. And the Lord said, you know, Moses said, well, unless your presence goes with me, don't take me up from here. And God said, yes, I will go with you and I will give you rest. Rest is a movement. It's living in the power and the glory of the Lord, but doing as we're being. I think that's the sound of heaven as I move.
Yes.
We must also know the voice of the Lord. It's not enough to know the word of God. We must in this season know the voice of the Lord. And we can only know the voice of the Lord as we spend time with him. Just as a friend spends time with another friend, they know each other's voices. It's a relational thing that God wants to have with us. And so we can read his word, but it's important that we hear his voice. We've got some little books at the back there, Eyes to See, Ears to Hear, and a CD called Hearing the Voice of God. The ones that we've got there, we're going to donate to the House of Heroes, and you can hear that. Just, I think we've probably got 18 there altogether, so share them amongst you. Well, it's important that we have eyes to see and ears to hear, that we can hear the voice of the Lord, but mostly that we have hearts to understand, because that's the scripture. And quite often people quote eyes to see and ears to hear, but not the bit about hearts to understand. And in the way that we're moving forward in the things of the Lord, we'll come across people that don't have hearts that are yet understanding what God is doing. We move in the prophetic in our group, and you know, people come into the group and they cannot understand what we actually mean by the word prophetic. The word prophetic is coming to the Lord and listening to the Lord. I'm just going to take this one off. It's just hearing from the Lord and then giving it to somebody else. That's what the prophetic means. Any time that we're in, it's always to build up, to exhort, to bless, to comfort. Always words of comfort and exhortation. And any of us can prophesy. Because if we feel in our hearts to say, bless you, that's a prophetic word. Because it's actually bringing you some comfort. It's bringing you a word from the Lord. So whenever you want to give a word, it always has to have the heart of God behind it.
and you speak forth life with every word. One person with one word can make a difference to a life. I'm just going to release to you the belief that your life is going to make a difference. So, Lord, I just come before the Lord. Father, I just bind now all doubt and unbelief and ask, Father, that each heart tonight believes that their life is going to make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. So God's always wanted us to live in his glory. It's the manna that we need. It's what we need at this time to be moving into the things of the Lord. So very often we've got a bit churchified where, you know, we go and listen to the preacher preaching and the worship and then we go home for chicken dinner. But, you know, the times are changing. The times are changing. And each person can hear the voice of the Lord. We don't have to wait for the person at the front to speak. We can all have, it says in Revelations, let the church, Spirit is saying. So each of us is the church. Each of us is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Chronicles 5, it talks about the temple that Solomon built. And as they all came in and they worshipped the Lord, and they praised God and said, thank you for your goodness, thank you for your loving kindness, the glory came down. And the priests were able to minister. And I think God wants to speak to us direct rather than the priests ministering all the time. Because when the glory falls, God speaks in the glory. When Jesus took Peter, James and John up to the Mount of Transfiguration and Elijah and Moses were talking to them, Peter thought, oh, let's have this wonderful idea. We'll build these three shelters. This man sort of idea came to him and the glory just intensified. Peter just fell to the ground and all he heard and all he saw was Jesus. And so when man's ideas come up sometimes, the glory's going to come and God's going to give us his ideas. Because man's ideas can be good ideas, but are they God ideas? So all the way through Scripture, you'll see the glory of the Lord being spoken about. So what is the glory? The glory of the Lord is who he is. It's his character. It's his nature. The more that our personality, more that our characters and our nature are the same as the Lord's, the more that we'll experience his glory. And you can ask God's glory to come anytime. You can be driving your car. You can step into his glory. You can position yourself in his glory. His glory is his radiance. It's the weight of his presence. It's his love. It's his faithfulness. It's his peace. Everything that God is, that's what the glory is. So whenever you hear anybody talk about the glory, it's who God is. So that's what we're receiving when we just ask the Lord to come. The more that you practice receiving the manna, the glory that God is pouring out, the more that you can live in the glory. When Peter walked down the street and people were healed, it was the glory that radiated off him. That's my heart, that I can walk down the street and people are healed. So the more that we live in God's presence and dwell in his presence, soak of his presence, the more that we're going to move in manifest power of miracles, signs and wonders. Who wants to move in that? Yes. Yes, we all want to move in what God's got for us. So people that are moving in God's glory are being set apart. Because he's looking at his people and saying, where are the people that are going to be holy unto me? Where are the people that are going to set their lives apart and say, Lord, I'll do everything and anything for you because nothing compares to you. So as we move into all that God's got for us, we're just going to be overwhelmed with his glory as we position ourselves into receiving. The cloud of his glory. I can see a kind of mist over the meeting here. It's the cloud of his glory because we've invited him to come. The glory protected them in the Old Testament, and it also led them. It was a place, the cloud came and directed them where to go through the desert. There's a fire of glory. So glory can manifest in different ways. The Father is the Father of glory. The Spirit is the Spirit of glory. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glory. So it's the Father of glory, the Lord of glory, and the Spirit of glory. We can invite them all to come into our lives. There's portals that open up of glory, that can open up in praise and worship. In Mexico, there were 60,000 people in an arena praising and worshipping the Lord. And outside of the arena, people were just being hit with the power and the glory of the Lord, and they're just falling down outside the arena. When Jesus was baptized and came into repentance, then the heavens opened, and nowhere has it said that the heavens have closed since. So wherever you are, because you are in Christ, there's an open heaven. There's an open heaven in here because you're here. So wherever you are, there's an open heaven. We have to believe that our lives will make a difference because we're carriers of an open heaven. Faith always opens up the heavens. Prayer opens up the heavens. In the Welsh revival, when they prayed, the revival came. There's revival coming in Devon. It's been spoken of, been prophesied, and you know, just coming up here with you, it's just awesome to be networking together. And you know, there's other fires all over this southwest, quite often on the coast, and it's been prophesied about the coastal areas just being on fire, and then the fires are all going to join up, and then this fire is just going to consume the UK and across to other nations. So we're believing for that. And, you know, there's a Jubilee in the middle of Devon, isn't there? And interestingly enough, they've got Roland Baker there this weekend. And in our area, one of the girls is doing prophetic evangelism. So it's like, you know, we're all here up here and other people are doing, you know, God stuff. I'm not saying that they're not, but it's just amazing that just those three places are just being highlighted in our area. That there's, you know, we're just hungry and thirsty for the more of the Lord, aren't we? We just want to be where God's people are that are also hungry and thirsty, because he meets our hunger and he meets our thirst. And so it's just positioning ourselves. And so it's always important that we're positioning ourselves, but not only positioning, I feel, for this season, it's a placement. You know, you can put batteries in a torch or in this microphone, but they're positioned, but unless they're placed right, in other words, if they're in the right direction, there's not going to be any power. It's like in a torch. You can put batteries in a torch, but unless they're placed correctly, then there's no light and there's no power pouring out, coming out of that torch. So it's very important not only that we're positioned in the right place in this season, but we're placed in the right place. And God's moving people all over the country at this time so that they're in the right place for all that he wants to do in them and through them. So God speaks from his glory. So expect to hear his voice as you just keep pressing in into him and into his glory. And it protects you. It wins battles. The song we sung earlier from Psalm 24, that the glory, the King of glory, is mighty in battle. His provision is found in his glory. God is going to be releasing provision over his people this year. There's going to be fulfillment of promises. There's going to be favor. We live in tremendous favor. You have a tremendous favor over this building. Claire had a sense that God was saying, you know, this land is bountiful and you are a group of people that are bountiful. And provision is not just money. It's just who you are. It grows in riches. The riches of God grow within you in every area of your life. So the provision comes as the favor comes upon you and as he releases that in you and you give it away. So obedience is where a portal, an open heaven can open up over you. It says in Deuteronomy that if you obey all my commands, then I will open up the heavens. I will bless you in the country. I'll bless you in the town. I'll bless you when you're going out and you're coming in. So many blessings. And so that's, you know, being obedient. And it says if in Deuteronomy 28. It's a very small word, but it has huge consequences. If you obey all that I ask of you, then all these things will happen. So that opens. It's a glory portal opens up as we're obedient. We've talked about repentance as Jesus went in and baptized for repentance, and that opened up the heaven. Worship and praise, prayer, faith, tithes and offerings in Malachi 3. There's a word there that has a promise. If you bring if you don't rob God and bring your tithes into the storehouse and your offerings into the storehouse, then I will pour out so much blessing. There'll be open heavens over you. So it's actually a promise that as you bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse, then that heavens are opened. So there's some hindrances to receiving their glory. And one of them is unbelief. So the disciples had to ask Jesus to help them in their unbelief. And so it's something that we have to continually do ourselves, is to just say, Lord, help me in my unbelief. So if you're in a group of people and somebody's being prayed for healing, if you think, oh no, they're not going to get healed, then repent straight away. Because unbelief can stop God moving in a group of people. As you can see in scripture, quite often Jesus sent people out of the room. And in the Old Testament too, Elijah said, just leave me. And so it's very important that we all stay in belief, particularly when we're praying for healing. Lack of understanding of who you are can hinder you receiving the glory. We must all believe that when we're born again, we are filled with God's Holy Spirit and that we're seated with him in heavenly places. So our spirits are connected to heaven all the time. And we have to get our souls and our bodies to appropriate that so that we're led by his spirit. And then our bodies will follow and our souls will follow rather than be led by the soul. So we always have these decisions, you know, shall I go to church? Shall I be with God's people? Or shall I go to the gym? Or shall I go shopping and get some retail therapy? So there's always this battle going on. Shall I be led by my spirit? What's my spirit saying? And, you know, Holy Spirit may be saying to you, go to Marks and Spencer's and you'll meet this person on this corner and then you'll say this to this person. You know, we always have to be open to having divine encounters. And to expect divine encounters, you know, ask the Lord to give you a divine encounter wherever you go. And then if you don't actually meet the person that you sense you've seen, then just go back and say, sorry, Lord, I was obedient. I went out. I didn't see this person. You know, I come back to you. Please send me out again with another mission. And the more we practice, the more we do it. It says in Hebrews 5 that we, by practice, we mature and, you know, we train our senses. So it's only by practice that we do everything and anything. Sometimes we have a hindrance to receiving the glory because we're in fear of the unknown. You know, am I going to fall over? What's God going to do? Is he going to give me something to do that I don't want to? I know I was speaking to a group in Leeds and she really, I could see, was resisting wanting to hear the voice of the Lord. So God said that she's afraid that if God speaks to her, she'll have to do something. So I just spoke to her gently and said, are you actually fearful that if you hear God speak to you to say do something, you're afraid because you may have to do it. And she said, yes, exactly. I just don't really want to do it because I'm... She didn't really, you know, it's this trust. God has got what's best for each one of us. And sometimes we think we've got what's best for us. And she had a very good job and, you know, very secure and one thing and another. And she was afraid, really, that God may tell her to do something she didn't want to do. But we have to trust that God always has his best, has our best interest in heart, and will only give us the best. Fear of not receiving. We've got some people in our group that just don't seem to think they're receiving at all. But you just must believe that even if you don't manifest, even if you're not feeling anything, when God pours out his glory, he is doing something in you. So don't have any fear of not receiving. Jealousy and competition, sometimes that can hinder us because other people are doing amazing things and I'm not. But God is saying, you know, he wants to give us all his glory. So don't, you know, this competition between churches. And, you know, it's a real strategy of the enemy. We just love everybody to go wherever they want to go. Wherever they feel God's taking them, we just say, yes, just go. We just don't have any competition or anything. But a lot of churches are jealous of one another, jealous of the fact that somebody may have more people or, you know, they're doing this and that. You know, there's so much that God wants to do in all of us. And there's not, you know, there's more than enough room for everybody to do whatever they want. Critical or judgmental attitude. You remember that the children of Israel couldn't go into the promised land. And most of that was because they murmured and complained. You are responsible for your own spiritual atmosphere. And your spiritual atmosphere, living in the glory, can affect where you are, in your community, in your street, with the people that you relate to, so that everybody's spiritual atmosphere is in the glory. The nation can be in the glory. And it starts with us. As we get revived, then the nation can be revived. So if you know somebody comes and murmuring and complaining, then we can turn it around. Because part of our responsibility is to stop people from escalating into doubt and unbelief and murmuring and complaining. And, you know, we can perpetuate a sin if we join in gossip and agree with somebody instead of saying, well, you know, they may have had a reason or this could be this or this, you know, so that we bring the conversation round so that we're always talking good things, because that affects who you are. You notice that people are, you're probably a bit miserable or whatever, and then you find out they've perhaps got arthritis or this or that. And actually, bitterness can cause pain in your joints. Bitterness and resentment. Got any bitterness, any resentment, let go of it as quick as you possibly can and let the love of the Lord come into your life and into your innermost being. So unconfessed sin, that obviously is a hindrance to receiving the glory. So please, if you've got any unconfessed sin, you know, just bring it to the Lord now. Lack of consecration to the Lord. You know, we can be living more than one lifestyle. It's interesting that the Muslim faith is not only a religion, it's a lifestyle. Their whole life is based on the religion. So it's who they are as people. And in the Christian faith, we can have the Christian faith over here on a Sunday and we can live a different life the rest of the week. The one thing about the Muslim faith is it's their whole life. So we can, you know, be doing one thing and then we can be going on the computer and doing something else. So, you know, God sees everything that we do. He sees the secrets of our hearts. So again, bring that to the Lord and just repent. And striving, you don't need to strive for the Lord. You just need to come. That's all he asks for us to do, is to come. And we can do some things, you know, on a daily basis so that we can just grow in receiving the glory. And I think what we'll do, let's just stand, shall we? We're just going to position ourselves to receive the glory. So we want to commit ourselves completely to the Lord. So if there's any of the hindrances that I've mentioned that you've got, then just bring it now and lay it at the foot of the cross. Father, we want to just completely commit ourselves to you. Father, we just come and repent from any known and unconfessed sin. Just like Paul said, I do things I don't want to do and I don't do what I should do. So, Father, if there's any of those things in any of us, Father, I ask that you forgive us. We must believe that God is going to pour out his glory into your life tonight. And we receive by faith. That's the connector to heavenly realms, is faith. So we can just soak, just like a candle. A candle wick soaks in oil. We can just soak in the glory. Soak in the presence of the Holy Spirit and stay focused. Different things may go on around us, but it's really focusing in the Lord and respond with a thankful heart. God loves us to be thankful. He loves us to thank him. So we just come. Father, just release your glory. Just release who you are into each one here tonight. And for each of us, it will be different. We'll all receive what we need because it's the manner that God is giving you that he knows you need. Thank you, Father. Just releasing it now. Just receive. As he sees your hearts. He knows all about you. He knows you're here. It's not by accident you're here. It's by divine appointment. Because he knew you before the foundation of the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We just receive your glory, Lord. There's angels in the room, so some of you may actually feel a physical touch. It's probably an angel. Thank you, Father. See colours, some of you are seeing colours. That it's just so more radiant than you can see on earth. Some of you are receiving a sense of peace, I can see. Some of you be feeling a weight of his presence. King Lord. Sometimes if you hold your hands out, God gives you things. You just have to ask him what it is. You can talk to the Lord, talk to the angels. It's pure scripture. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Some of it. God's giving you a sound mind. Some people have a sound mind. Thank you, Father. There's an equipping. Thank you, Father. So releasing, he's giving some releasing in the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. New visions, I can see he's giving some of you new vision for your life. New hope, new vision. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Father. The mantle of love being poured out. Let's receive his love. Just open up your heart and receive him. Just focus on him, not on anybody else. It's between you and him. Thank you, Father. We receive your love. It's like a blanket. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that your glory is so much greater in the New Testament. You transform us in your glory. Thank you, Father, for transformation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give her a touch of heaven. Lord. God has an amazing destiny on you and your life. You just have to follow him in all of his ways. You're a person that is set apart. You're a person that he's ordained for the beginning of time. A destiny, a huge destiny on your life. Walk in his ways. It's nothing compares to walking in his ways. Being his child. Just pray that you come into that place of sonship, which is the same for a daughter as a son. He just releases that sonship on you, that you know that you know that you belong. Your security is in heaven because you're part of the family of God. That you're loved and you're cherished and he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. And that's a promise, and he's fulfilling that promise in you this year. I see. You can always come back into this place of glory. Who'd like to give testimony of what they felt God was saying to them, or doing, or they were receiving? They felt God was doing. It's good to give testimony. And it could all be different, so don't be hesitant because somebody comes and says, oh, this and this and this. But it's always good to share.
I just felt overwhelming joy, but there was tears rolling down my face at the same time. I was like, wow.
What do you think God was doing?
Does it
feel good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It feels good.
Thank you, Lord.
I felt a wonderful feeling, and I just felt like I was holding something really heavy, but I didn't know what it was, and then it was all purple in my eyesight. It was all purple, and then it mingled with like a really bright blue that then it went navy and then purple and red, and it was just so heavy, and I was holding it, and I couldn't hold it up properly.
Wow.
I had to sit down.
Wow.
Okay, what you can do is go back to that place and ask God what it meant. Because every heavenly experience has an outworking on the earth. So it may change you, but then it may also change somebody else. Because God gives us good gifts. So the colours that you saw, purple represent royalty and majesty. Blue is revelation, so I would imagine that she's going to experience new revelation. Red is obviously the blood of Jesus, so she's going to have a new revelation of who Jesus is in her life. Mm. And I bless that in you.
Yeah.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
But ask him what he was showing you, because that's just my interpretation. But he may have something more precious for you than that even. So just sit there and ask him what colours represent, what he was giving you, particularly the weight. Sometimes God puts swords in people's hands, and you know, then it's always good to ask him a question. What is it you're giving me in the glory? So who else?
I didn't start off with a nice feeling at all, actually. Because I've been holding some stuff, been struggling to understand it, because it wasn't as simple as just somebody being horrible to me and offending me in that way. I've been really asking God about it, about why it's such a big deal for me, and forgiving and releasing over and over again, trying to deal with it, trying to get rid of it, but still kind of trying to want to understand it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to God about this stuff, but you know, you said about let's clear everything out and get rid of everything. And I knew that I had to address these things again. So I actually really started off with a really horrible, churning, horrible feeling like in my stomach. You know, like when you've got stuff that's bad and you need to get rid of it. And we all know what that feels like, don't we, right? And it kind of was going on and going on. And I'm saying in my heart, God, you know, just take it. I just... you know, understanding or not, just take it, because it just feels really horrible. And it kind of was going on, and for a moment I started to think, it's not going to go. But then all of a sudden it just left.
Wow.
And I actually felt almost like I was going to be sick.
Yeah.
But it just went, and then I had just a proper physical empty feeling here. And then that horrible churning has now been replaced. I've got really, really bad butterflies right now.
Wow.
So it's been replaced with like an unhealthy churning to a, you know, like what's coming next kind of churning. And then I just felt really, really, really heavy. Like I had something really heavy on me, and I just felt, you know, that was just his presence really, because that had gone, and it meant he could come and just...
Yeah.
Was,
awesome. Let's put our hands together and get clap offering to the Lord. That's so good. Quite often when God's glory comes, it is weighty. It's his weighty presence that we sense. So praise God. That's an awesome testimony. Anybody else?
Not sure if it who it was, but felt that heavy presence and got a distinct message. Someone is going to go on like a boat or something. I just got this feeling that being on a boat on a completely still sea, but in a way, I don't know if it was me or someone else, but it's just, I think God was trying to say, whoever it is, if you've got worries about travelling, don't worry.
So do you have worries about travelling yourself? None of that. Excuse me, would you like to just come back a sec? Yeah, just stay here 1 second. Quite often when we have something, if we pray it out, the anointing comes on the prayer because we get more understanding as we start to pray. So I'm just going to get him to pray that because there will be more that comes out that will perhaps mean something to somebody, and it may not be anything to do with a boat as such. It may be a spiritual journey, or it may be that God's taking somebody into a safe place, you know, into a harbour where the water's still. So, you know, you pray what you sense from what you that you had.
Okay, Lord, I ask you to reveal to whoever it is, that whoever feels that this may be a message for them, I ask you just to reveal and to give them peace in their mind that the journey they're going to take is going to be trouble-free, and it's actually going to take them to that safe place, that safe harbour, and where they need to be. Amen.
I see.
I felt really heavy before we even stood up. When I was sat there, I just felt peaceful, and my legs were heavy and my arms were heavy, and that was before we even stood up. So,
so what do you feel God's doing in that? Do you think it's just him?
Just chilling me out.
No. just chilling him out, isn't that awesome? Thank you, Lord. It's good of you all to come and give testimony. Anybody else?
I'm crying a lot and I don't know why.
Does it feel good tears or something being released,
no,
do you think?
I don't feel anything really,
just
crying.
Sometimes when you're in God's presence, people will laugh and sometimes people will cry. Usually it's release, whatever it is. So don't worry about it. Just let his presence do whatever it's doing in you. Because you're in a safe place. All right, just give you a hug.
I think that word was for me, Dan. It's not about travelling. I'm going back to a house that I feel a bit scared about. A lot has happened in it, but I know I'm a different person now. I know I'm in a different place. I know I'm stronger. I know everything's different and everything's going to be different. And that just confirms it. But I had fear about going back there. But I'm going to need to get over it. I need to just drop it and put this to rest and get on top of it. And it's just a building, you know.
Okay, let's just pray with her, shall we? Lord, I ask that you send your Holy Spirit to our house now, and you blow through that house and purify it and cleanse it, the walls, the ceilings, the roof, the whole area, Father, the garden, that even the area where she lives, Father. I ask that you purify it and cleanse it. Father, in the Old Testament, you send your angels ahead of them to drive out all the ites, the Isites and this ites and that ites. And I ask, Father, that you send your angels ahead, Father, to drive out everything that is not of you, and that you, Holy Spirit, fill that house with your glory. Fill it with your presence, that she'll be excited about going back. Father, perfect the love in her for you, because perfect love drives out fear. So, Father, just draw her with your loving kindness, so that all that she experiences is the love relationship with you, because there's then no room for fear, because all she feels is love for you, and she's strong in that love. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we just ask you purpose her steps for the timing of going back, and that she is in a safe place, and that she's in the boat, which is her house, which is safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. I know you've all got something to share. So that's good. Anybody not have anything to share, that they didn't sense anything when God was just... do you want to come up? Come up if you didn't sense anything. Okay. Could I just have a couple of catches behind them, please? Okay. Just what I want you to do is just, if you've got some things that you're concerned about, just bring them and put them at the foot of the cross and trust Jesus with them, because you're probably one of the ones. Father, thank you that where you are, what's your name?
Edgy.
Edgy is. And where Edgy is, you are, Father. Father, I ask that you give her a vision for her life. You give her a purpose, because you have a hope and a purpose for you, Edgy. Thank you, Father. Give her a revelation of that, Father, I pray. Father, just bring her into your arms. Pour out the Father's love. Pour out the mother heart of you into her heart. That she can feel that security. Thank you, Father. Give her strength, Father, to do your will. Strength and purpose. Make her strong in you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just keep receiving, Angie. Just let him do a transformation in your heart, in your mind. Thank you, Lord. Claire, would you come and pray with Angie, please, as well? Okay.
Just this word obedience
right. Keeps
coming to my mind. I think it's for everybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the word definition.
Mm-hmm.
and clarity and purpose. And I was just asking the Lord to help me to link up what those meant. And I believe that he's saying in these days he's coming and he's bringing a stronger definition of who he is. A clarity that it won't be an unclear picture of which way to go. You will walk in the truth of his obedience. You will walk in obedience because as you sacrifice, you will get much, you will receive much, and you will be in a place where you're tuned in with him with a deeper definition of understanding of who you are in him and where you're going with him, and he is going to make your path clear. There is going to be such clarity, definition, and purpose in these days.
Yeah, that's good. Do you want to pray it?
Yeah.
Turn around. Oh, if you like, because it's rushing a bit.
All right. Yeah, Father, I just pray that you would help us, all of us in this room. You'd help us all come to that place of deeper purpose, that we'd have a deeper clarity that would bring us to a place of obedience with you. Father, that we would be able to take authority in the distractions and all of those things that try to hinder the relationship that we can have with you. And I thank you that you will bring a deeper defined shape of who you are. We would not be going to the left or the right. We would be seeking and seeing that you are the way, the truth, that your way is the defined way with a deeper purpose and a deeper understanding, that we will come into that deeper level of trust and obedience with you. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. If the worship team want to come back and people can stay in the glory, have prayer. And God said to Moses, I will let my goodness pass in front of you, and you can only see my back. That most of the time we tend to think that the glory went that way, but actually the glory went that way. So we're following the glory. The glory is in front of us wherever we are. Because he could only see his back, so he must have been behind him. So the glory is not just going passing us, it's wherever we are going in front of us. We have a glory path. So what I'm going to do is, whoever would like to be anointed to go, whoever would like to be anointed to be filled with the Holy Spirit even more, whoever would like to be anointed to be filled with more glory, then what I suggest we do as the worship is being played is just come across here and back to your seat that way, and then that will probably keep it quite in order. So, okay.